Damien Chazelle directed the feature Whiplash, about a young drummer pushed by a hard-nosed teacher to fanatically pursue perfection at any cost. Chazelle told the Sundance audience the film was based on his own experiences and was expanded from a short that played at Sundance just last year.
My first time here at Park City was last year with the short, and the whole reason we made the short was because I wrote the script about my own experiences as a drummer, and we couldn't get anyone. I mean, it was just impossible to finance because no one wants to make a movie about a jazz drummer, which is a total shock to me, of course. And so we made this short. We just pulled a scene out of it. We made the short. We took it to Sundance last year, and without that experience, without people seeing the movie at Sundance, we wouldn't be here today.
The top prize winner for documentary, Rich Hill, looks at the hopes and struggles of three kids in a backwater community in Missouri. The co-director, Tracy Draws Trados, was amazed at receiving the honor.
I didn't think that anybody even, saw our film. I don't know. I can't even begin to thank you. This is a, it's a small film, but we got big heart. We dedicate this to the families in Rich Hill, Missouri, and the families in our film. Three boys and their families who were so brave and so lovely to welcome us into their home and to trust us and to reveal some really hard, tough stuff. But thank you for letting them into your hearts.
The audience award for documentary went to Alive Inside, about using songs to help revive and awaken memory in patients suffering from Alzheimer's. The director, Michael Rosato Bennett, said he was touched by the film's reception.
This has been an overwhelming experience for me. Just phenomenally overwhelming. The beauty and the open hearts of all the people who saw the film and came forward and shared their stories and the struggles that they have in their lives. And I just made this film because it moved me, and I really didn't realize how big a topic it was. And I'm so grateful that we are going to be able to help bring joy and love and music to a lot of people that we never thought we would be able to do that for.
The directing prize for U.S. Narrative went to Cutter Hodierne and his film Fishing Without Nets, a story about Somali pirates told from their perspective. Two of the film's actors from Kenya were on stage to accept the honor. One of them apologized for not knowing much English, but made up for it with enthusiasm.
I'm sorry, everybody. Language English is too small. I'm sorry. I love you, Sanders Film, the first day. I love you, my brother Scatters. I love you, everybody.
The Directing Documentary Award went to The Case Against Eight, about the odd couple lawyers, Ted Olson and David Boies, and the plaintiffs who went to court against California's voter ban on same-sex marriage. Co-director Ryan White commended the set subjects of the film.
We followed six major characters, Ted Olson and David Boies, the Republican and Democrat, attorneys who showed that civil rights don't know party boundaries, and to Chris and Sandy and Paul and Jeff, the four plaintiffs in our case, who we followed for 5 years and allowed us into their lives and into their families' lives. You've inspired us. You've changed the world. We hope all LGBT Americans can soon walk in the same footsteps that you just did. Thank you.
The audience award for World Documentary went to The Green Prince, about the bond that grows between an Israeli intelligence officer and his Palestinian captive. The audience vote for World Dramatic Film went to Defret, about the kidnapping and abuse of young girls in Ethiopia. In the Next program, the only award was given by the filmgoers. The audience award there went to Imperial Dreams, about a young ex-gangster trying to reform in Watts. In the programs for World Cinema, Grand Jury Prize for Documentary went to Return to Homs, a film set in Syria, which examines two young people in the besieged city of Homs, regarded as the capital of the rebellion. The director, Talal Durki, expressed hope for his country and hinted at a message for the U.S.
This really gives us hope. Us and everyone under siege still in Homs or in other places, it gives us hope that change is possible, that we can communicate with each other, that our problems, our pain is not so strange to the rest of the world. as it sometimes feels when we're home. It gives us hope that someday the siege will end. It's not ended yet, it's still there. And that some president can be ousted, and maybe hope that some other president in another place can possibly change his mind and do something finally.
The grand jury honor for a world dramatic film went to To Kill a Man. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.